Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Ariana Grande, she quit social media, obviously, after her breakup with Pete Davidson. I mean, she's had a hell of a year between the bombing at her concert, and then she breaks up, gets engaged within 3 weeks, which was insane. Now, they broke up, but now they're saying, even though the news broke on Sunday, they broke up earlier and tried to keep it under wraps, which just blows my mind, because she was posting about him on Saturday night during Saturday Night Live. Why would you do that? It just shows how fake, fake celebrities can be, because she's literally broken up with the guy and she's posting "I love you" on Instagram.
My favorite.
It's bizarre.
Super weird.
It's like, are we just getting more fake as a world? It's like unbelievable.
In the world of social media, absolutely.
And the regular world, because we're fake on social, then we don't know how to act in the real world.
Uh-huh.
We're fake in the real world. It's bizarre.
So anyway,
she quit social media, and she said, this is what she wrote. She wrote, okay, today was very special, and I'm so grateful I was able to be there, because she went to tape A Very Wicked Halloween for NBC. And she said, time to say bye-bye again to the internet for just a little bit. It's hard not to bump news and stuff that I'm not trying to see right now. It's very sad, and we're all trying very hard to keep going. Love you, and thank you for being here always. Only she spells everything wrong, by the way. Like, being is being.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, you could have used the G at the end. I don't think that would have killed you, Ariana.
Come on, Ariana.
So there you go. So now they're broken up. And then he was spotted out yesterday, too. I was just looking at a picture of him walking.
Yeah, he looked very, very sad walking down the street.
Well, he just thought he was going to marry Ariana Grande. I mean, that's lunacy.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that both of them believe that in their mind, and everyone else is like, of course he's devastated. He was literally living in a fantasy land.
Yeah.
He's now going to be smacked back into reality.
Welcome to reality, Pete.
Yeah.
This is the real
world.
Hope
it was fun. Don't ever buy a $100,000 ring again for a chick in 3 weeks, you dummy.
I hope he gets his shine still on Saturday Night Live. Because this whole thing fades out. True.
It's not going to be after, though.
Oh, poor Pete.
Yeah. Oh, well. Ariana and Pete are over.
It's a wrap, son.
Yeah. Again, it's the shock and awe on my face.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's had a rough year. So I don't know. I don't blame her for getting off social media. I got to say that much.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. So, Gibbons, you have good news.
I have.
It's a Thursday morning. Throwback Thursday. Yeah, what's your good news?
My good news is that it's not just Thursday, Allie. It's the greatest day of the week.
Jersey! Which I tried to catch up on Jersey Shore last night, and I'm still like two episodes. I'm still when they just got to Seaside.
Oh, man.
I don't understand why Angelina is there still, like, in Vegas for, like, I was like, I don't like the show with Angelina, actually.
You don't?
No. I'd rather her be... I don't need her there.
If she's not there, though,
it's actually making me not want to watch it.
But if she's not there, there's like a fraction of the drama, and they need to thrive on the drama.
Doesn't have enough drama for the show?
But
give me a break.
When you catch up, Ronnie's not there.
So what?
Spoiler alert.
Well, no, but I don't... They're entertaining on their own. That's why you don't need to throw in these things to make drama. They're funny alone.
I agree.
Them live and it'll be entertaining.
But still, drama wins. Everybody loves the drama.
I don't. Because it's so forced and fake with Angelina. I'm like, she's just not that likable. That's probably why she doesn't belong on the cast.
I still resent her for leaving the first season. No, she got fired the first season and left the second season of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I don't.
She couldn't cut the mustard.
Well, she just wasn't one of them.
No.
She wasn't funny. She wasn't interesting. She was trashy. Like, they were all trashy, but she, like, did herself up, and she still looks trashy. Like, that's the problem. You know what I mean? She did all the plastic surgery everyone else did, but she still looks like trash. I don't get it.
Amen.
It's bizarre.
Angelina,
at least the others look better.
It's Jersey, baby. That's all that matters. What's
your
good news?
Well, that's awesome. My good news is I love Facebook because last night when I could not pick a paint color for my bathroom, 200 people gave me ideas.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You very much. I put out a list of colors and there was a blue I really liked and there was a bunch of blues and I got literally 200 people saying this one, this one, this one, this one. I was like, when you can't make a decision, just go to Facebook. People will get your back, man.
Are you going to tally the votes and figure out based on the votes which one you're
going to
use?
Oh, no, I painted it last night after I asked.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I painted it.
Well, what'd you go with?
I went with was it the rushing stream?
Ooh.
I'll post. I took some pictures before I left this morning so I could post for people to see what picture what color I actually picked.
Well, I hope you picked the one I liked, which was the light purple.
Yeah, they all look the same.
Yeah, exactly.
It's blue is blue. Okay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Let's get into the Brewers because what happened yesterday?
They lost.
They
didn't play well.
We're still in, though. It's not like it's over.
And the next two games are here in Milwaukee, baby. That's right.
One's tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what time?
7:30.
And then George Webb giving away free burgers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Free burgers
Good
for
luck.
George Webb.
But I know where Gibbons is eating today.
Oh, hell to the yeah. And tell them about what did Craig Council win yesterday?
This is
the
a big
manager?
Deal, yeah. Craig Council actually won Manager of the Year, which is cool because I remember everybody listening remembers when Craig Council played.
Uh-huh.
And now he gets to be, you know, the manager. And it's just really cool because he's a Milwaukee boy. He's kind of stayed loyal to Milwaukee. He's never left. He's been true to the Brewers. And so it's cool when he gets named Manager of the Year for the Brewers.
For the
Co-National League.
Yeah, for the second year in a row. And this is an award
that's amazing.
It's voted on by fellow managers. So
this year they're actually successful, so he deserves it this year. Honestly.
True. I mean, he won it last year, too, though.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying what you said.
Yeah.
He deserves it this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're winning. They might go to the World Series. Like, this is the year he should be the manager of the year.
We're going to the World Series. We're taking down those damn Dodgers.
Okay, I'm glad your attitude's changed since the beginning of the break, because you were all depressed 5 minutes ago.
I know, because they didn't play well, but they're gonna play well.
Everybody has bad days.
Did you see
the
ultimate chess move though that the Brewers made? They said they're gonna have one guy starting pitcher, right? So the Dodgers.
Oh yeah, I got a notification. Didn't mean anything to me.
Wade Miley started the game, right? So the Dodgers plan their entire lineup around who's gonna be the starting pitcher. Wade Miley faced one batter, got pulled. He's gonna start the next game now. Craig Council's playing chess. He's playing chess moves with him.
Well, apparently that didn't work out well.
No, not yesterday.
So maybe you shouldn't love that.
Go Brewers!
So they could get eliminated if they lose tomorrow, right?
Yes, but they will not lose tomorrow.
All right, go Brewers!
Win, baby, win!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Dude, Cardi B, I don't think she gets the game yet.
Whoa.
Or she's just better at than everyone else. Because Nicki Minaj just playing her, and she's just missing it completely. So TMZ, you know, we talked yesterday about how TMZ was reporting that Cardi B had these songs about Nicki Minaj, and she wanted to release them because she keeps it real, and that's been her beef in life. And then that report came out that half of her team wanted her to do it, and half of her team didn't. So yesterday, then Cardi B goes off on Instagram, which I cannot find at this moment, but she denied reports that, you know, she had all this music about Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
So here's my theory. Nicki Minaj is playing the hell out of Cardi B right now. I think Nicki Minaj is releasing crap like that to TMZ.
Uh-huh.
Cardi B's then flipping. I really think Nicki Minaj is so much better at the game.
You think
you
she's
know
just
it's true.
Oh, I know it's true. You
and
think
Cardi
she's just
B's so young
her?
And dumb and naive in the game and like the world of like entertainment business that she hasn't realized Nicki Minaj is literally baiting her into this stuff, that she's putting it out for her to go back and go, I didn't say that. That's not. Then you get this big explosion,
so
right?
So wait, you don't
this
think.
This is my theory.
You don't think there's any diss records? You think Nicki Minaj is going to TMZ and saying, wow.
I think Cardi B would tell us if there was a diss album. She
That's
said there's
true.
Not. She said there's not. And I think Nicki Minaj plants it and then Cardi B flips out. And I think Cardi's getting played by Nicki right now. We know the insides of the entertainment business. It's all fake.
That is so brilliant.
I mean, it's all fake. Ariana and Pete were broken up well before Sunday on SNL posting how they loved each other. I mean, it's bizarre. It's all fake, a lot of this stuff.
Sad but true. But
so I think Cardi B means what she says, but I don't think she realizes that Nicki's playing her. In that sense.
Again, here I am with my popcorn and my tea just enjoying the show.
I don't mind.
You know, You know what this has to end with?
I could be wrong, but that's my theory.
This has to end with a joint album between the two of them and a stadium tour.
Yeah,
a worldwide stadium tour.
Okay, no way.
Can you imagine the security
that's like
that
Pac
you need
and for- Biggie being on a tour together? It ain't going to happen, dude.
A boy can dream. Can a boy
yes.
dream?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Gibbons and turn off mic. Listen to this. I went, and you know what I did yesterday? I tried on like every celebrity body mist that they had at the store. Every single one. To the point where I probably smelled so bad when I got my kid that people must have been like, who has all that perfume on? And it was literally me from testing all the celebrity perfume. So I'm at Meijer. And I'm just walking through the makeup section because I'm la-di-da-di-ing when I had an hour to kill while my kid's at school. And I'm like, I need a couple things, but since I've got everything, let's go to the makeup.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I see all the celebrity perfume and I'm like, oh my God, I need a new body mist. I'm almost out of my lotion. So I start testing. Do you have any celebrity perfumes or body mists?
No, I used to have the Britney Spears disgusting one.
Oh, it wasn't good.
Oh.
I don't remember what
None
it was
of them
called.
Are good. They smell like candy.
I disagree.
Oh.
Ariana Grande smells like candy. That one is like too. So it's funny. Ariana Grande, Jessica Simpson, J-Lo, Jennifer Aniston. I mean, I just went down the line of all these celebrities. Sofia Vergara. I hated Sofia Vergara. Like, I wanted to puke. It was like peppery to me. Didn't like it. But any guess on what celebrities that I ended up buying? I bought two different ones. One is an actual celebrity, and one is a like designer perfume person.
Lauren Conrad didn't put out any perfume,
right?
I don't
know, but I didn't see hers because I didn't try it.
Okay, that's
the only... She just got knocked up with a third, this woman. Yeah, she's kind of been off the radar except for her $1 billion makeup and clothing and purse industry.
I think I know.
Who?
Jessica Alba?
No, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, damn it. I knew.
Not even close. Okay, so
first, Jessica.
The signature. She has three different ones. I like the signature. And then the other one I got was the Kenneth Cole, which they have a black and a white. I got the white. Ooh. I'm like, God, there's so many choices nowadays. But it's literally like all celebrity stuff for an entire section. Like,
really?
I took pictures of it because I was just blown away by all the celebs that have body mists. Paris Hilton has like four still. J-Lo has like four. Ariana Grande has three. And that one's called like candy or something.
Yeah,
and it tastes... Yeah. But I love that you said that because it's true. They're too sweet.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have brought them in and I set them on my counter
yesterday. Oh, I was going to ask.
The whole point was for me to bring them in so you can smell them. I'll bring them tomorrow.
You know what I'm learning right now?
I just never thought I'd buy a celebrity's body mist, and I'm admitting I did it. What?
I am learning right now that you can do at 39 what I used to do at 8 years old, only you don't get kicked out of the store.
Every single one.
You damn kid, get out of here! Would happen all
Gibbons,
the time.
I'm telling you, when I left there and went to pick up my kid, I thought they must be dying right now. They're literally standing there going, who has all the nasty perfume on?
You were putting them all on you?
I was wait, I should rephrase that. This is my method. Spray, run through it.
Hold
on. Is that what you do?
Yeah. Well, I don't run through it, but I like...
You push your boobs into it, though, right? So you go, spray, get me. Spray, get me. It's like an aerobics move. You're like, it's like a dance move.
Yeah,
it's like the sprinkler. It's like, spray, get on me.
I never thought that I would have to give Allie a lesson in adulting. Allie, when you go up there, they have these little strips that you can spray the stuff on and still smell it.
Not at Meijer, dude.
And
that's
Meijer
and Target
on you.
And it smells different. You're right. She's exactly. It's like putting lipstick on something else. You need to put it on.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
But yeah,
so you walked around.
Christina
smelling like,
Aguilera has some. Can you imagine what I smelled like? 71037. If you want to text, I literally must have smelled like candy. Mixed with pepper from Sofia Vergara's. Mixed with, like, I can't even imagine
you
what smelled I
smelled
like. I was mortified.
The ultimate strip club. I was walking around smelling like a stripper.
Like the body mist of the world.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
So, there you go. Jessica Simpson and Kenneth Cole. Those were the two I picked.
The more you know.
I'm telling you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Briggs and Allie at 7 o'clock. Just me and Givens today. An intern off mic, of course. Mm-hmm. And we got to talk about this new sauce coming out. Givens is so excited.
I seriously am.
So excited. But we're curious to know what you think about the new sauce. Go ahead, Givens. Tell them about the new sauce you can't wait for.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Which I love. Love Buffalo Wild Wings, but I'm not sure about this sauce, okay? Tell me, Givens.
They've released a barbecue pumpkin ale sauce.
A barbecue pumpkin... 414-799-1037. Would you try this? Or just text us at 71037 because pumpkin everything's coming out. Yeah. Okay, so like we got pumpkin salsa now. Mm-hmm. We've got pumpkin coffee. I mean, everything's pumpkin this time of year. So I get why they're doing it. And obviously people like pumpkin flavored things if the salsa works.
I mean, and it's going to be...
I can't imagine what this would taste like though.
It's not going to be... I don't think it'll be like a pumpkin spice latte on your wings because there's going to be some barbecue in it. So I feel like...
A pumpkin spice latte on your wings.
I don't think that's what's going to happen. That'd be great to get a little caffeine kick.
A little whipped cream on top. Swirl.
I'm eager to try it. I think I'm going to go today from here to Buffalo Wild Wings and buy a bottle of it.
A bottle? What if you don't like it? And then you have a bottle.
Well, I'm going to love it. I just you got to think about it. If you love it, then you're going to love it.
He's going to be like, man, I wish I bought the honey barbecue.
Oh, man.
The good one.
Hey, can I overturn this?
What do you normally eat at barbecue? Like, when you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, what's your sauce of choice?
It's usually buffalo.
It's buffalo sauce, yeah. What about you, intern off mic? What's your sauce?
Half mild, half honey barbecue.
Oh, I love honey barbecue. Oh, yeah. It's my weakness.
Honey barbecue is really good,
so
too.
Good.
Ooh, boneless or non-boneless?
At B-Dub's, boneless.
Boneless.
But nowhere else.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. I like that. They have good boneless. I agree.
I love wings.
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings now has it for you. The pumpkin ale sauce on the wings. They should bring this by, man.
Sign me
Givens
up.
Wants in.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
All right, what's your hell to the gnaw, Givens? Yeah, I mean, Givens, his whole life is one, but surely something happened to you yesterday.
My girlfriend is so mad at me.
Why? Because of what you said on the air?
No.
I won't bring that up. You have to go back and listen to yesterday's show.
She didn't know, and I played that for her
you
last time, and she wasn't happy.
You played that for... Intern off mic, he gets on the air and says, I got booty last night, and my girlfriend's had kidney stones, and we haven't gotten it on. I said,
You don't have to relive the whole thing now.
He goes home and plays it for her, because you know what he said on the air? He goes, yeah, well, she can't. I said, I didn't know she can do it again. He goes, she can't do it again.
What?
She helped me out. And I said, you got a sick girlfriend, you're making her help you out?
Gibbons.
That's what I said. And then he goes home and plays it for her.
What did she say?
She
Don't be stupid, you moron.
She called me a jerk, but she is now like legit mad at me.
Why? What happened now?
I picked up her 3-year-old daughter, Lennon, from the babysitter yesterday. Mm-hmm. I pick up Cora, her 6-year-old, from school yesterday.
You do this every day, yes.
Yeah. I get home.
Your daily thing.
I get home, Lennon falls asleep and naps for 5 hours.
You gotta stop letting her sleep so much during the day, dude.
She was up till 2 o'clock this morning.
Why the hell would you let her sleep that long? See, people that aren't parents, Givens.
You wanna know why?
Don't put them with a kid. They don't know what the hell they're doing. You don't let a kid sleep for 5 hours during the day. That is a hell to the gnaw. Was your girlfriend pissed?
Watch this deflection. It's your fault, Allie. You know why?
Why?
You said maybe she's going through a growth spurt because she's sleeping so much. And I said, that's gotta be it. I gotta let her sleep.
No. That's not what Givens said. He said, no, she's 100% going through a growth spurt. But even if they're going through a growth spurt, you don't let them sleep for 5 hours during the day. That's insane. And again, a growth spurt would mean they go to bed early and sleep late. That would be a growth spurt, not 5 hours in the middle of the day.
In the back of my head, I was hopefully wishful thinking that that she would sleep through the night, like a 12, 14 hour sleep, because she was going through a growth spurt.
So basically, on her intern off mic, what we've learned is he lets her sleep so he can do whatever he wants. Because I've had kids who nap, and I've been there, and I know why we let them nap for a long time. He didn't realize she was going to be up all night, though.
I'm not going to hit the hell to the knock because you're absolutely
right. I know,
right,
I'm a parent. I know why we like them to nap.
You know your
stuff. And I know that he wants her to nap for 5 hours so he has the afternoon free. I'm not stupid. Mm-hmm.
I feel him. Yeah,
see?
I would let him sleep.
See? Damn non-parents.
What is your hell to the knock, Allie? Let's see if you can beat that one.
I don't have a hell to the knock. I mean,
everything is...
life's been great today so
life
far.
Life is beautiful for you. God bless. Oh, man.
414-799-1037 if you have a hell to the gnaw, or you can always text it to 71037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Now here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. Yep, bring it. I'm playing Gibbons the Great today, and I got somebody good.
Oh, well, I got somebody great, and that be Gibbons the Great. That's right.
Well, you're going to ask me yes or no questions. There's no limit. Somebody texted in. What's the limit on questions? There's none.
It's no limit like Master P.
Either he knows it or he doesn't. So, Gibbons, let's go ahead. I'm thinking of someone famous. I'm thinking of someone relevant, and I want you to try to guess who they are.
Go. All right. Do you have a female on your brain?
I do.
This is a female. Okay. I do. Might this be somebody who is older than 18 years?
Yes.
Okay. Is this person famous only for being on YouTube?
No.
Do you have on your mind someone who has children of their own?
No.
No kids for them. Okay. This is someone who really exists?
Uh-huh.
Getting warmer. Maybe you could be thinking of a character who creates music.
No.
Not a musician. All right. Let's get a little scandalous. Are you thinking of a pornography actor?
No, but I can see her going there one day when her career is done. Just let me leave it at that. It'll make sense at the end.
All right. On your mind, is there somebody from a popular TV show?
Yes, there is.
Maybe this person's hair is blonde.
Nope.
Not a blonde. All right. So you're not thinking of yourself. Has this person that you're thinking of on your brain ever played the role of a student?
No. No.
Is this maybe a wrestler?
No.
Could you have a character on your brain whose age is more than 40?
No. Not even close.
Are you thinking of a white person?
Yes.
Maybe this is somebody from one of those reality shows.
Yes.
Okay.
You know I love reality TV.
Oh, me know that. Me know that.
It's a big show.
Does this character have a famous brother or sister?
No.
On your brain, could you have a character who appears in the first season of a show?
Yes.
Getting warmer.
Yes.
Is this somebody who maybe possibly is connected with the world of dance?
No.
Not a dancer. Okay.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
Maybe this is somebody from MTV, music television?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct. Reality show on MTV.
You got somebody from the cast of Jersey Shore on your brain?
I do.
Alrighty.
I do. We're getting somewhere. You only have 8 people to pick from.
Is this person in love?
Yeah, they all are. Well, except for JWoww, who's getting divorced.
You got someone on your brain who has ever been impregnated before?
I don't know. Honest to God, I don't know.
Is this a bad person? Maybe one of the bad people?
Well, I don't know what that means. Bad. Aren't they all bad?
All right.
Who's the good one on Jersey Shore?
Me got
everyone
to tear.
Everyone but Ronnie.
All right. You're thinking of the one who's not involved in Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Sammy Sweetheart.
No! I was thinking of Angelina! We just talked about today, and I forgot about Sammy because you said, has she ever been impregnated? And I really don't think she's ever been pregnant, but I don't know. But that would have given it away because Dina, Snooki, and JWoww all have kids.
Uh-huh.
I forgot about Sammy, but you wouldn't have figured it out anyway because Sammy hasn't been pregnant. You still would have picked Sammy.
I forgot about Sammy so much. And me forgot about the Sammy doll. Remember Sammy doll season 1?
Oh,
I forgot about the
yes.
Sammy doll.
Well, it was Angelina. And so what's the new record?
This Bumbleclot beat me.
11-3, baby.
Him 11-3 now. You want to beat him, try tomorrow.
I beat you with a Jersey Shore person, dude. That's embarrassing.
I'll see myself foul. Thank you very much.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Gibbons, what happened? Because I hate candy corn. You love it or hate it. There's no in between.
There really is no middle ground.
No, you like it or you don't.
And everyone has heard about the candy corn cream ale that they built. That they created at West Allium Brewing, right? West Dallas, 72nd and Burnham.
Okay. This is a brewery?
Yeah, it's a brewery. I went there yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I reached out to Kim. It's a husband and wife, Kim and Eric.
You reached out to the owners?
I reached out.
He does that to get free stuff. I know No.
They commented on a status. I reached out to them.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. So I go in. It's a husband and wife. They're a two-man team. They create all their beer from nothing. He had like a corporate job that he quit. She's like doing all the paperwork.
Wow.
I said, cool. How did you guys get candy corn into a beer? Spoiler alert, Allie.
What?
There is no actual candy corn in the candy corn beer.
I assumed that.
I didn't. I thought they literally took a bunch of candy corn and just put it in a beer.
No, wouldn't they take the flavor and the spice like you would? Sometimes when you make an apple something, you don't use apples. You use apple spice or cinnamon. You use cinnamon.
And
you know
this is why you're a lot smarter than me.
Well, that's debatable. But okay, so wait. So what are they? How do they do it?
They get, like you said, they found a bunch of different sweeteners and seasonings and put it all together.
But are you going to just say it was awesome now because you know them and it'd be awkward if you said it wasn't good?
No.
I'm asking you the truth.
God's honest truth. It tasted like a normal beer with like a little sweeter, but it didn't taste like you had a mouthful of candy corn.
Shouldn't
that's what
it
I
be sweet
it be.
With candy corn?
It should be sweet. So, I mean, you're getting the beer taste. You're not just getting a mouthful of candy corn. It just tasted like a unique beer. And I just thought it was really cool because they're a local business. Mm-hmm. They're doing their own thing. And now, like, Stephen Colbert is reaching out trying to get their beer. Like, this beer has gone international.
Is he
going
to be nice or mean about it? That's what I want, the candy corn beer.
Of course he's going to be nice about it. But you know what they say.
Of course. Have you seen Stephen Colbert's show?
And have you seen how much people hate candy corn at times?
That's why I'm saying, is he really doing it? Because he's going to, what's he going to do? Cool, though.
And then they had the quote. I said, well, why candy corn? Why of all the things would you pick candy corn? Quote. So this is what Eric said.
Yeah, because if people are passionate, what?
Candy corn is the West Alice of Halloween candy. Hold on. You can't have Halloween without candy corn, just like you can't have Milwaukee without West Alice. And I was like,
did the mayor hear that one? Because the mayor's trying to change the image. Can you say that? It's the candy corn of West Alice?
They talked to the mayor, and I might be saying too much here, but I'm just going to say it. They talked to the mayor about getting this beer done. And they walked into like a big meeting. And these like big people are like, well, I don't know if we can do this here. And the mayor was like, we've been waiting for this for 17 years, somebody to come from West Alice with a good beer, a great beer, serve it up. So at like 10 in the morning, they're breaking protocol and like serving up the beers.
Nice.
And now this beer has gone international. Nice. And honestly.
So wait, they're shipping it across the country?
They're working on it.
Or you mean like viral internationally, like on the internet?
It's gone viral. Yeah. And now they're working on bottling it and getting it out there. Because they only have, they're a mom and pop shop.
I was like,
shop.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks away. You better hurry up. That's amazing.
Yeah, they only have kegged beer, but it's going to come out in bottles.
Isn't it amazing what one article can do that goes viral?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. It can explode your whole business.
That's right. Well, yeah. I figured out that I now have my new local watering hole. They're a local business done good, and I love them.
Nice. Well, I still think candy corn sucks.
I think you're a communist,
okay,
Allie.
Great.
That's what I think.
Still hate it.
Candy corn is bae.
But you enjoy that candy corn beer, Gibbons, all day long.
And twice on Sunday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Gibbons, lots of stuff on the show today, like lots.
Yeah, it's been a packed show.
It's been a packed show. What'd you learn today?
I can't help but giggle.
What?
Because I've had this image in my head all morning long.
What?
Of current adult Allie and 12-year-old Gibbons hanging out together, having the time of their lives. Because what I learned on this show today is that, again, fully grown adult Allie and 12-year-old Gibbons would have been best friends.
Yes,
because
it's true.
We both liked to go to stores and try every scent there. Just pick every perfume, every cologne up and spray
it's
it
true.
On so you smell
and,
extra
and I was
good.
More in shock that how many celebrities have scents.
Uh-huh.
I tried on 94 body mists yesterday at Meijer. I tried on J-Lo's.
Uh-huh.
I tried on Paris Hilton's. Who the hell knew that was still there? I tried on Jessica Simpson, Sofia Vergara. I tried on Jennifer Aniston. I mean, I could name celebrities with body mists for 30 minutes. I was like blown away. I was like, Katy Perry has a body mist? What the hell?
You had to have smelled like the funkiest stripper
I smelled so bad when I went to pick up Hudson from school. I'm like, oh, I'm wearing candy by Ariana Grande. I literally smell like a 12-year-old girl right now.
Oh,
like, this is
God.
Crazy. So, yes.
The image in my head is so damn funny.
I did buy Jessica Simpson's signature one, though. I liked it.
Oh, it smells
I'm
good.
Not wearing it. You're such a liar. I'm not even wearing it.
I know.
I'm not wearing it to work. I'm wearing it when I go all the dude.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!